destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rex, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is.
This is Jake, the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire it up, hold up.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the bunny gets it.
Dave's not here!
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
Well, I guess I better take it to turning off my other noise. Oh, there goes one. One is to help clean lungs. Because there are days I just wonder how I make it through the day. Even though I quit smoking a year and so ago. It just doesn't. I don't know. Maybe they just don't heal. But it was my own fault. I had to smoke for 30 years. And I can't believe that it's going to take care of itself overnight. But I will try to put the sounds and other things in there available so I can keep on going here at freedomslips.com. Oh my goodness. Pardon me. Revolution.radio. The 27th day of May, 2022. We do appreciate anybody who has been donating to help us stay on air, because we are listener supported. So if you haven't supported us yet, do the donate click, the donate click, the donate click. Or the snail mail, however you feel comfy. Oh, I didn't have the yawns until now. So strange. Yep, so strange. Ah. But every day I do get up, I am very thankful. I am very aware of how precious life really is. Of course, there's a lot of... pardon me. Other people who don't have an idea of it. And they like to start all kinds of trouble and things of that nature. So we're going to see what others think about that. Crazy is as crazy does. Oh, and that's with a C, not a K.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
He's just a really endearing sort of a man, Klaus Schwab, isn't he? Just makes you feel good. He really kind of grows on you. So the World Economic Forum, the big meeting at Davos, we all knew it was happening. A lot of reporters been trying to get in there. They had 5,000 police and military surrounding the place so that nobody could get in. They also had a no-fly zone with fighter jets over the entire Davos conference.
They're just showing how they're putting all these things into the hotels. And the cops walking around with their M16s or whatever they're called. And all these other things. Cops are decked out with all kinds of weapons.
Makes you wonder what they're scared of, you know? Used to see Gaddafi driving around in an open truck, driving through Libya with people cheering him on, walking through the crowd, no bodyguards.
Well, he cared about his country, that's why. Thank you. But hey.
And they used to tell us, oh, he's this brutal dictator and everybody hates him and wants him out. Why didn't they just kill him? And yet you've got all our guys who are supposed to be these friendly, benevolent leaders, and they're surrounded by no-fly zones and 5,000 military to keep them safe.
Right.
Unbelievable. And yeah, journalists are getting arrested just for being nearby.
Excuse me, can I ask you why you're detaining this journalist?
Can you put the phone away, please?
Can I ask you why you're detaining this journalist?
I don't answer your question.
Is it not able to report here?
Please put the phone away.
Okay. Can I ask you guys why
you can? Can you please stop filming? Then we can talk.
Why do I need to stop filming?
Because I ask you to. It's my personal right, because I don't like to be filmed.
Okay.
And it's a right in Switzerland. If I don't want to
but
be filmed.
But can I ask why he's being detained then? I won't point the camera at you then. I won't film you, but I would like to know why this journalist is being detained on public property.
What's detained? Can you explain
the word? How come he's being surrounded right now? Is he allowed to leave the area?
We're just making a normal police control. Because, you know, it's WEF, everything is very sensitive.
Is there a reason he specifically was targeted?
There is a reason, because we have to have a reason to control a
person.
What
was the reason? What was he doing?
I don't have to tell you that. Why are you asking me that?
Because this is, there's many journalists here, and I want to know why he specifically is being detained.
There is a reason, but everything is clear now, and we're about to leave in just a few seconds.
Thank you.
Okay? Could you please now, can I ask you please to delete your
freaky stuff? And there was also a conference in Indonesia going on at the same time. It is the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction conference that was happening in Indonesia, in Bali. So everybody's in on it, folks. I imagine there was probably some sort of a video link up. I would say they're all involved. Australia is certainly getting ready for it. I mean, Australia is just going back into next level ridiculousness. They're talking about, you know, masks need to come back in Victoria. The Western Australian Premier actually admitted on TV that what they've been running on in Western Australia is basically an experiment, seeing how lockdowns work with vaccines and rah, rah, rah. Haven't been doing it out of necessity, just been destroying people's lives as an experiment.
We've announced today a relatively mild. The level two restrictions are much harsher, and we haven't made a decision in relation to those at this point in time.
Do you have an assessment of how long what you need to go to level two? What sort of pace?
Well, we have to watch. You see, Western Australia Western Australia is an experiment. We basically have had very few Omicron cases. We have very high vaccination levels, and we have a very compliant population.
Did you just hear that? We are an experiment in WA.
Yeah.
Can you understand that?
And we're a compliant population. We're compliant. We are compliant. We will believe the bullshit he lies to us about. Wake up, everybody.
What a great guy, McGowan. And now we've got a new prime puppet in Australia after this stolen election. I mean, what they did, they didn't even put people's names on the ballots. All the stuff we were saying to people, you know, we could actually... I mean, and that was the last chance to get some sort of honest reform in Australia. That election was the last chance. And they didn't even put the candidates' names on the ballots. I mean, a lot of the independents, they just left the boxes empty, didn't even put their names next to them. So people didn't know what they were doing. Because Australians are stupid. They don't know how to vote. Not all of them, but a lot of them are stupid. And all that stuff we did, we showed people how to vote, how to... put the major parties last and all this sort of stuff, because we've still got paper ballots. But anyway, we knew they were going to steal it anyway. Hopefully it's red-pilled a lot of the country, because you can't believe the figures that they give you when they tell you, you know, all these people are supporting the government and blah, 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 because they're not. So many people want these parasites out of power. And now we've got this new idiot, whatever his name is, I don't know, Abelabskrut or something, Scrabble, Prime Minister Scrabble. South Australia South Australia, my home state, I was born in South Australia. South Australia is bringing in now, what is it? Yeah, because COVID's so dangerous, of course. If you break COVID guidelines, it's like a new health policy they're bringing in because, of course, the emergency pandemic stuff's being rolled back. So now they're bringing in new permanent legislation, which gives the government the power to basically put you in jail for 2 years or fine you $75,000 or both if you don't comply with like things like mask mandates.
Government's proposed new COVID laws are copping criticism.
Yes.
That's right, Jane. The new legislation is set to replace the Emergency Management Act, responsible for rules like mandatory quarantine and mask wearing. But the alternative bill could face some pushback in the upper house. The Law Society says it lacks detail and would hand the governor extraordinary permanent powers. Leaked documents have reportedly revealed the Liberal Party is worried about hefty penalties of up to $75,000 and a 2-year jail term planned for any future COVID breaches. The Shadow Cabinet is meeting tonight to go over what's proposed with a fine-tooth comb.
I might ring them up. I might ring the office of the South Australian Premier up one day soon. Just ask him really what this is all about. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. So this is all the stuff. I mean, I said after the election they're going to bring it back worse than what it was. And, of course, they're trying to do it with monkey virus now or monkeypox. And, of course, we all know where that comes from. Yeah, but it doesn't exist, folks. There is no monkeypox. It's just a detox. It's just your body having a pretty radical detox. I mean, sure, people get monkeypox. It's just a detox, same as everything else. It's not this horribly contagious pandemic like they tell you. I mean, nothing is. The whole pandemic's fake. There was a great article that actually came out on Global Research, that website, that said, yeah, the biggest crime of history or whatever, there never was any pandemic. And we've been saying that since the beginning, folks. There never was a pandemic. The whole thing's been a scam right from the beginning. Yeah, and this is just going to be a short video today, folks, just to let you know I'm alive and what's going on. The meeting at Davos. And, oh, yeah, guess who the guest of honour was at the meeting in Davos?
Thank you so much.
Liar.
Yeah. How unexpected is that, folks? There's Zelensky there, the man of honour, up there on the screen. Yes, we're doing this. The war in Ukraine. There's a new white paper that came out as well. The WEF have put out a new white paper. It is Four Futures for Economic Globalist Scenarios and Their Implications. And it was put out in May 2022, just a couple of days ago. You know, they put out these, strategies, future strategies, like they did when they had their tabletop exercise, Event 201, and that future strategies thing that the Rockefellers put out a couple of years ago. Well, now they've got these four different directions they can see it coming. And look, they put these things out just to make you think that, look, they've got all the bases covered, you know, and we haven't got a hope of winning. That's why they put this stuff out and make it public and let you see it. So you think, oh, there's just nothing we can do. Yeah, and if we continue to work within the system, well, there's not going to be anything we can do. But if we were to stop complying, then there would be a lot we can do. And that's always been the answer, folks. Mass non-compliance, peaceful non-compliance. That's the answer to everything. Imagine all these laws and all this shit they do. If everyone just says no, the whole population just says no, what are they going to do? What are the police going to do? What's anybody going to do? If everybody just says no, that's really the only way out now. Violent revolution isn't going to cut it because, you know, everybody's been so compliant and they've let these guys get all the guns and get everything they need. You know, you can't fight against the equipment they've got. But if you just, you know, stop the system from running by stop complying with your own slavery, then the system will stop. It has to, you know. Like I said, yeah, Australia's really getting ready for all this stuff and they're totally embracing it. In the PA hospital, the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Brisbane, they've even got new rapid response teams, new rapid response teams organised because of all the people who are having heart attacks and all the death that we're suddenly seeing everywhere. Apparently 180,000 people died from having the jab in the first 28 days or something.
Jeez.
I saw a report somewhere. It's crazy stuff. But so we got rapid response teams, and guess what the call number for the rapid response team is, folks? 666. You can't make this stuff up. You got to wonder whether they do it just to put it in your face, or whether all that stuff's been a prediction right from the start. I mean, I've been saying this is the script that they're running. Revelation is the script. Revelation isn't a prediction, it's a script.
Right. I agree. Totally agree.
And all these things, the six foot apart, and those 666 signs they had on the floor to keep people 6 feet apart. And, 666, the patent and all this sort of stuff. I reckon they do this all the time. This is one of the things that makes you think you are living in a simulation, and it just keeps repeating this loop, you know?
Right.
And it's about the choices you make along the way as to whether you get caught into the mainframe. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. But all this stuff they put in your face, all this 666, it's not by mistake. It's not just coincidence. Another heart attack as well, another football player had a heart attack. Tasmanian guy by the name of Toby McInnes had a heart attack on the field. They say it's because there was a brawl broke out. A brawl between football teams broke out and Toby had a heart attack. As you do when you're having a fight. I remember the last time there was a school fight, they all had heart attacks. I always see this at football games when they have a bit of a scruff between the two teams. They have heart attacks. Yeah, right. It's just an ongoing thing now, isn't it? Maybe we need defibrillators at the goalposts. Everything they can do to cover this shit up, folks. And this whole pandemic treaty that they want to embrace, Brazil's saying no, which is a good thing. That's one country who's saying no. Apparently Mexico's signed. I don't know what's going on. Mexico's a strange place. It's up and down. Some really, really good stuff goes on in Mexico. But then they're bringing in all this new tax stuff as well. So, you've got to wonder. I mean, everything's so corrupt. I wish we could just have no governments. That would be the best way to do things. Just have no governments at all. Parasites is what they are, folks. Parasites. You know, I think the world that we had would have been so much better. I've been told that if I walk up this end of this area, I may see some peacocks as well. So I thought I'd come for a walk right up the end here and just see if there's any around. Not seeing any. I've been told there's some iguanas around the place as well, folks. Some quite large iguanas, but I haven't seen any of them either. I'm looking for them. But yeah, Brazil is saying no to the pandemic treaty. Australia's embracing it. Most countries seem to be embracing it, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah, it's idiots. Pure idiots.
Too far up here, but I'll just come and see. And the food chain continues to break down. And the world continues to go more and more crazy. This transgenderism stuff, folks, they're still really, really pushing it. Really pushing it on the kids. And this is, I mean, there was a great report actually I saw by a guy, I can't even think of his name offhand, but it was on No More News, where he talked about the Kabbalah and the whole Jacob's Ladder and all of that sort of thing, and what all this transgenderist stuff is about. How those Kabbalistic Jews who believe they are the chosen ones and they're going to ascend Jacob's Ladder and go back and become one with the Alpha and Omega God, which they believe is the Alpha and Omega. They believe that human beings need to be androgynous in order to become one with God. You know, they need to be gender neutral, basically, because apparently, according to them, God is gender neutral. So, you know, again, people overanalyze things, you know, biting from the apple. You acquire knowledge and leave the path of wisdom, but anyway. Yeah, so that's what all this transgenderist stuff is all about. It's creating this transgender species, and we all know where it comes from.
There's six sexes, genders in the Talmud with many mentions. Let's get into what they are. There's a Keva and Zakar, the two you hear as female and male. Androgynous for an intersex person with both female and male sex characteristics. Assumed to a person with obscured or unclear sexual characteristics. Halo needs someone assigned female at birth, but who expresses male characteristics later in life. Sorry, someone assigned male at birth, but develops female characteristics later in life and or has their sexual organs removed. Sorry's and Aloni often are described as infertile. And while life has lots of rules, don't let binaries be a hurdle to loving yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of revealing. That's what it says in the Kabbalah. That's what it says in the Torah. But there are six genders, and they're trying to make as many as possible. I think they're saying there's like 32 genders or something now. You can be just about anything between a dinosaur and a pineapple, folks, and call it a gender, I think.
Oh, God.
Identify as anything you want. As I've said before, I identify as a fully vaccinated, very, very rich American with a green card. So can I come into the country and stay in a five-star hotel, please? I'd like servants and waiters and all that sort of stuff. And I don't really need to pay for it because I also identify as someone like Dr. Fauci or whoever. He probably doesn't have to pay for anything. So, yeah, could be good that way. But the world's turning nuts, folks.
Right.
And even Mexico, it's nuts. I mean, where I am now, it's different to where I was, but it's a strange energy here. I'm feeling some sort of major event coming soon. Not war, you know, they might escalate that. You know, they might say, you know, we have to drop a few more bombs and do it that way, but I can feel something else coming. I can feel some sort of a major shift coming. Possibly, I don't know.
If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays? For Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Roux Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Some sort of earth change thing. Something. Feel it in the air. It's been strange here being where I am, right on the coast in northern Mexico. Well, not really northern, you know, about halfway. Certainly further north than where I was. But it's a strange. It's a strange energy. This is that tree I was trying to show you the other day. And I forgot to pan up. It's kind of a strange energy. I mean, it's a nice place, but it's kind of a strange energy. This is an incredible tree. All these vines and things hanging off it. I love it. But I can feel changes coming. I mean, I don't even know what I'm really trying to say here. I can just feel, whoops, what's going on here? I can just feel changes coming. Earth changes. Maybe there's going to be a big earthquake or something. I'm almost feeling like I need to go to the mountains. I don't know. Even the mainstream now are starting to talk about food shortages and things like this. You know, I've said everything I want to say to you folks, as you can probably tell, so I'll just ramble a little bit. But even the mainstream now are talking about food shortages, how, you know, food prices are set to skyrocket. The World Bank even is saying they're expecting an apocalyptic rise in the price of food, which is an interesting way of describing it, apocalyptic. Being that we are in the apocalypse, the great revealing, the great unveiling. And I've been saying to people for like 2 years to start stocking up on food and get ready. And I'm also seeing people, I mean, a lot of the preppers and a lot of the people, even that I've met since I've been here, I don't know, there seems to be, even in a lot of the alternate media and a lot of the resistance and a lot of the prepper community, there seems to be this sort of bubble of complacency. You know, of not knowing it's all happening, but just thinking it's all going to go away. People still think it's all going to go back to normal to some degree. You know, whatever normal is, I don't think what we had could be construed as normal in any way, shape or form, but a lot of people seem to think it's going to return to some sort of semblance of the past. You know, and I can't see that happening, even when you know, unless, you know, we bring all these people down. And the only way to bring them down is non-compliance. I mean, if people want to go in there and get violent, like I said, I mean, sure, you've got the World Economic Forum having this meeting, this Davos event. A well-placed bomb would go really well, but that's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. I mean, who knows these meetings are even on? Do you ever see them advertised anywhere? How do you know? How do you find out? I mean, obviously, some people know. Some people seem to be able to get in. Some alternate reporters seem to be able to get into the Davos meetings.
So here we are, Avi.
This is it.
In Davos.
What is it taking us? What day is it today?
It's the third day, I think.
Today, so it's taking us three whole days. If you're ever in doubt as to whether the mainstream media is going to actually ask the tough question, I think that gives you the answer. They're part of it.
Yeah.
They're literally a part of it.
Oh, the purveyors of misinformation there.
As you can see, the security is really ramping up behind us in the lead up to the annual meeting here in Davos. Military everywhere. Police, as you can see, converging on this small town in Switzerland.
So we've got IBM here, virtue signaling. Let's create a better world with a smaller carbon footprint. Let's create something that changes everything.
I wonder what their carbon footprint was just to set this up for a week. Such hypocrites. I wonder what their carbon footprint was for the executives to fly into Davos on their private jets and their limos and everything that they're going to come here with. It's all for show. Look at the building and then look, they've kind of built this fake wall in front of it. It's everything here is fake, and I think it's fitting. It's fitting that all their buildings are fake, because everything about this and them and everything to do with this World Economic Forum is fake.
Not even the India Lounge? Is the India Lounge fake?
100%.
That's interesting. And, you know, that's good information. But still, you got to wonder how some reporters get in. I guess the Zionists are able to make their way through most security. But, you know, with the amount of protection and the amount of guards, and, you know, forget about it. Forget about ever doing anything to violently overthrow the parasites that are in power of this earth. I mean, they want you to do that. The more violent you get, the more threats of violence you make against them, the more they can come back at you, the stronger they can push it in the media, the more justification they have for more militarization of their police. That's how they've done it to begin with. I mean, just through the threat of terrorism, they've been able to militarize our police. The threat of terrorism, which of course they created, all the terrorism they created, so that it would give them the excuse to do what they've done to our police. So now we'd have all these armed thugs wearing Batman outfits in Kevlar everywhere, and they get away with it. But if everybody just down tools, just say no, everybody just stop complying. I mean, all the awake people, bug out now. I mean, if you're doing all this and you're complying and you're wearing your mask and you're doing all these things just because you think you want to keep your job and keep your business, can't you see how the world's going? Your job and your business is not going to be there. Everything's going to go digital. You're going to have to have all this digital stuff, and you're going to have to comply if you're going to have a business at all. And are you willing to do that? The only way you're going to be able to do that is if you're vaxxed and jabbed and all this sort of stuff, like military martial law. That's the way the world's going to be run from now on, under military martial law, medical martial law. That's how it's going to be run. Medical martial law. All these new guidelines that the premiers in Australia are bringing in, that Biden's bringing in, that all our countries are bringing in, all under the guise of protecting us from diseases that don't exist. We've all always taken care of diseases ourselves. We've always taken care of our own health. Look after your own health. Now it's this terrible thing where everybody's infectious, everybody's sick until they're proven healthy. And this is how they're going to run it. You know, and if they can bring children up with this mentality, what's the world going to look like in 20 years from now, folks? The only way to stop this is to just stop going along with it, stop complying. The more violent you get, the more responsive they will get to that violence, and you just give them the excuse to lock you down more. Like I said, that's what they want you to do. And it's like zombie land out there. I mean, even here in this town that I'm in, it's like zombie land. There's a lot of awake people. It's interesting, like I'm meeting a lot of people while I'm here in different areas. And you're all great. All the people that I've met are great. But it's still there's fragmented groups. It's fragmented. And it's fragmented right around the world. I've tried for years to bring people together. I mean, when I first started traveling again, one of the main goals, like when I started traveling again in 2012, one of the main goals was to try to meet as many people as I could who were involved in the resistance and try to bring them all together. Try to unite all the fan bases, unite all the groups, unite all the people. And so all I found was ego. I found so many people that you know, want to be the one. They want to be the guru. They want to be famous. They want to be this. They want to be that, you know. And all the people out there going, well, I listen to that guy, and I listen to this guy, and, you know, I don't like your guy, and I listen to my guy, and, like, just fucking hell, you know. It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of finding out what the information is, finding out, you know, what's going on, where we're being led, and what's actually going on here, and doing something about it. Well, that's what I thought it was about anyway. That's what I thought the so-called truth movement was about, was finding what the actual truth was and acting on it. What we ended up was a whole bunch of people just arguing over their belief systems. And now it's so fractured and divided and divisive. And even within these groups, it's divisive and this and that and these different agendas. And everyone's got their thesis and their idea of how to do things. But they're still complying with the system. They're still complying with all this bullshit. They're still wearing masks to go on public transport, or they're scanning QR codes, or they're shopping with credit cards. You know, if you've ever shopped with a credit card, and everybody does, I know. But if you're shopping with a credit card, you're already using digital currency. So what are you complaining about? They want to bring in digital currency. They want to bring it in within the next couple of years. We're even talking about it here in Mexico, bringing in digital currency. What's going to be the problem? You're already using digital currency. You know, I've never bought anything in the real world using a card. I've got a debit card that I've bought stuff on Amazon, and I've paid for airline tickets. The stuff on Amazon that I can't get in Mexico that I can buy on Amazon and have delivered here, like decent tea bags. And I've bought airline tickets, and that's it. I've never gone into a shop or never gone into a hotel and paid a bill or bought an item. Right. Using a credit card. I've paid cash for everything I've ever bought. If it's an expensive item, then I'll go draw money out of the bank and I'll pay for it with cash.
Right.
If I can't do it in one day, well, I'll draw money out of the bank over 2 or 3 days and go and pay for it with cash. You know, I just don't shop with plastic. I don't shop with cards because I don't want us to be led into a world of digital currency.
They can embezzle from your account.
And that's the thing. There's little things you can do.
That's what I had happen.
Don't scan QR codes. Don't go to those self-checkouts in supermarkets.
Nope, never done that neither.
Don't shop with a credit card. Don't carry your smartphone around with you everywhere. I mean, if you're going to use a smartphone, okay. But don't take it around with you everywhere. I don't know. There's just little things you can do, folks. And once they bring all these lockdowns back in and start, you know, I mean, they don't want people traveling. New aircraft that are coming out as well, apparently, new business class on aircraft. They've got their own little cubicles, like a little doorway to get into your seat and all this sort of stuff. Like, it's fully segregated. You know, don't want you communicating with anybody else, or to protect you from viruses, of course.
No,
but no, it's because they don't want you smiling at people. They don't want you starting up conversations with people. They want everybody to be living in their own little isolation bubble. It's like they explained in that document, that new World Economic Forum paper, the new white paper, the four scenarios, four future scenarios. You know, the segregation, either integration or segregation. And they're very extreme, the way they put it there like that. So, yeah. Crazy stuff. The world's really changing, and it's not going back to anything like what it was. And the only way we can stop it is to stop complying with it. Stop complying with our own slavery. Say no. I mean, I've said no to everything right through this whole process. No to masks, no to everything. I won't even leave the store if they tell me to put a mask on and or leave the store. I won't leave. I ask them to get their manager. I ask them to call their superior. And I refuse to leave. You know, they've got to physically throw me out of the store, and I make them do it. And I go through the list. Only four types of people wear masks. Thieves, beggars, or thieves, bandits, slaves, and fools. Which one are you?
Right.
And it's getting to the point, like I said, folks, it's time to... If this world continues to comply with this bullshit, because there's no violent way out of this, there's no revolution that's going to happen. You can crash and burn all the infrastructure, whatever. What are you going to do? Most people are truckitarians. You go and crash and burn and have a revolution, all you do is break down the supply chain completely, and then no one eats, and everybody starves, and it becomes dog eat dog, and everybody dies.
Right.
You know, in that sort of a situation, everybody loses. Everybody loses. You know, if you're going to have a coup, it's got to be done really carefully, and you've got to pull the leaders down and put someone responsible in place and get us back to a point of safety, or you've just got to simply stop complying. Which is really the easiest way, because any type of coup or revolution, I mean, you know, what's that going to lead to? What's that going to lead to? But if everybody just said no, no, fuck you, who are you people? We're not going to do this anymore. We implore you to do other shit. We're not believing all the bullshit. And throw away your televisions.
Right.
There's a great meme. Someone sent me a thing the other day, or they told me a thing. They said the human brain has, you know, billions of brain cells and is able to do all these things and rah, 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 and it's evolved into this incredible mechanism right from birth until you buy a TV. Then it stops working.
Right.
Something like that. I don't know how it went, but, you know, I'm paraphrasing. But, yeah, that's how it works. The TV is an absolute mind control thing. Destroys your ability to think. Teaches you a false reality. And we end up in the type of situation we're in. But things are getting really desperate. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just kind of babbling and talking today.
No,
I just want to let you know about that white paper and let you know I'm alive and just give you my thoughts for the day. Because even areas that I'm seeing where people are sort of semi-organized, it's like they're just kind of providing moral support for each other, which is important. But I really think it's time for people to bug out.
Right.
I mean, just get where you're going, folks.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Hunker down.
Get someone.
Get yourself into a safe zone and just sit back and watch the freak show. Well, you know, I mean, and you've got to understand, I've been trying to turn this around for 25 years, you know, longer. I've been talking about this since I was a kid. When the 9/11 attacks happened, I stopped all my work in bands. I started focusing completely on activism because it just, you know, you see him kill 3,000 people live on TV and you think, well, hang on, this is serious. This is a big event we've been waiting for. And it's serious. And, you know, I didn't actually think I'd see it in my lifetime. It's this ongoing sort of secret world that you investigate, you know? You know what's going on behind the scenes. You know there's this corrupt hidden hand that's sort of moulding the direction the human race is in. But where it's gone since then, like where it's gone since the September 11 attacks, it's incredible what's happened in the last 21 years. Absolutely incredible. And what's happened in the last two What's happened in the last seven, since 2015? I could tell there was a big push happening in 2015 because everything changed. Huge wedges got driven into the resistance in 2015. Everybody started distrusting everybody else and the whole resistance was undermined. And you could see why that was being done. And I said, this is going to create a divide and it's going to allow them to escalate the control grid, which is exactly what they've done in the last 7 years. It's been like steroids. And the last two has been phenomenal, what they've gotten away with. And they're so confident now. Even like that Western Australia premier up there, just arrogant fuck going, yeah, well, it's just basically an experiment. We're just completely destroying people's lives and fucking with you to see what happens, right. You know?
I can't take any more of the F words. Nope, ain't going there. Just can't do it. Not gonna do it.
There is something that is of a critical nature that we all need to be aware of. And this is similar to back in February of 2020. I feel like it's almost a deja vu because that's when I first started talking about this and the rest ended up, unfortunately, I wish I'd been wrong, but most of it has transpired since then. And the question that I was always asked is, what do you think about this second wave that they're talking about? Do you think that there'll be a second wave? And I said, of course, there's going to be a second wave, but it's not going to be from the virus. It's going to be from the vaccine-induced injury, which will be compounded by the fear that they've created, which will be further compounded by the introduction of new technology, i.e. the 5G, which some people were saying is going to cause COVID. Of course, it's not going to cause COVID, but the science is clear that it causes a disruption in the voltage-gated calcium channels, causing a permeability to many different pathogens, especially enveloped viruses, of which coronavirus is one of those types, but for any type of pathogen. So this was what the concern was back then. And of course, we've seen that happened and then the multiple waves that came out. Well, now there's something that is going to be taking place, and I've had multiple confirmations of this and actually heard a video and talked to one of the parties that had put that video out. And to say the least, it's disturbing, but I'm going to go ahead and just read this to you. And some of you may have already heard about this. So essentially, what appears to be coming down the pipeline is that what has been introduced within the vaccines as we know them, the COVID vaccines, regardless of the type, they have introduced into individuals through these vaccines and the subsequent boosters other components. We have all heard of some of these components. There's talk about the nanotechnology. There's, of course, a spike protein. There are all these different things that have been found. There's been the graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide. There's been all sorts of different things that have been found within these vaccines and still things that we haven't discovered. I know that about a year ago they found Roundup, okay? That's glyphosate. That's a weed killer in the vaccines. Now, what is a Roundup, a weed killer, doing inside of vaccines? We don't understand that, but obviously there's all sorts of things that are being found that shouldn't be in the vaccines. But this portion that I'm going to talk about now is something that has been, I guess the right word would be, I had suspicions that they're introducing something into the vaccines that are designed to cause a detrimental effect at a time when they want the detrimental effect to take place, meaning that it's almost like a sleeper cell within your own body. It's there, you don't know it's there, there's no effect from it, but then it can be called upon or triggered based upon any type of signal or chemical or maybe two inert, relatively innocuous ingredients, but when they come together, they cause something to happen, and that would be the trigger, if you will, that would cause these sleeper cells within your body to awaken. Now, I've felt that for a long time, in fact, even before COVID, that there were things that were being introduced into our bodies that shouldn't be introduced into our bodies. But now we have confirmation of this, and I'm going to go specifically and talk to you about what is actually in there. So essentially, now from two different sources, we have confirmation, and I've talked to one of those sources myself, that there's something within the vaccines that is being considered as a bioweapon, which is, again, not a new term, but that this particular component within the vaccines, it's almost like a payload. And I think of a payload, what does that mean, a payload? A payload is like when there's a detonation, you have a truck or a trailer, and it's got a bunch of dynamite or explosives on it. So they call it a payload. It's designed to deliver a massive eruption or detonation. So they call it a payload because it's not it wouldn't be like a normal onslaught. It would be like a massive onslaught. And so there's going to be a payload with some type of pathogen that will be activated by a sequence of 5G bursts. And these will be basically off of 16 to 18 gigahertz frequency, and it will be essentially three bursts that will be sequential and last a minute. And those will be designed, that those bursts will actually create a signal that will release this payload that is within the hydrogel component of the vaccines. So what exactly is in there? There's supposed to be three pathogens, and these three pathogens are, I'm not 100% sure what these pathogens are, but one of them is what they call the Marburg virus, which is essentially a pathogen that mimics the hemorrhagic fever, that creates a hemorrhagic fever component. It's similar to that. And according to, if you look that up, it says that there's a 22% to up to a 90% mortality. And Google says it's an 88% mortality, meaning that out of every 100 people that get it, 88% or 88 out of 100 will die. Now, that's designed.
Find some comfort at Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery, Real Natural Law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's iPhone banking. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
We now return to Revolution Radio's very own feral hippie,
Mona Radler.
Welcome back. We're here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. It is the 27th day of May, 2022. Remember, we are listener supported, so please do us that favor. Help us stay hooked up so we can bring more information to y'all. So you do a donate click, a donate click, a donate click, and everything will be just fine, just fine.
To justify, once that release has taken place, once that signal from the 5G towers signals this release, let me take that back. It's a sequence of three bursts that lasts a minute long, and it's using the 18 gigahertz frequency, or maybe it's the 16 gigahertz frequency. I don't know specifically yet which one, but it's between 16 and 18. It will cause the hydrogel to release this payload off a virus or viral load. And they are supposed to be three different types. I don't know all the three different types, as I mentioned, but Marburg is supposed to be one of those. When that happens, then everybody that's had the vaccine and these boosters will have this Marburg virus released. And again, we know that 22 to up to 90% mortality rate, but that's when somebody encounters it, you know, in a natural way, if you will. Whether when it's inside your body, already introduced and now released within your body, it's probably going to be 100% mortality rate, meaning that everybody that has it, it's going to be triggered and it's going to be released. And when that happens, yes, obviously these people are going to die. And so we're talking, you know, not hundreds of thousands. We're talking about millions and millions of people worldwide. They're going to have this effect. But what's even more concerning than that, and what could be more concerning than that, guys, remember, everybody had a choice. Some people chose to take this. People ran for it. And I can't say that I'm disappointed, because when you've talked as much as I have about this issue and tried to warn as many people as I've tried to warn, and they still do it, at a certain point you say, you know, there's only so much I can do, and I'm not gonna sit here and have tears that are being shed because people were not smart enough to use their own brains and look at the science, and instead they just jumped in the bandwagon and believed the BS that was being, you know, fed to them. Because at that point, you know, people have to be responsible for themselves, right? You reap the rewards and you pay the consequences of your actions. And so this is something that I've been, like, most of you know this, and many of you have been talking about this just as long as I've been talking about it, over 2 years at this point. And I can't feel sorry for those people. Now, of course, there may be some people that were forced to do it, but even then, the warnings were out there when people would say to me, oh, what am I supposed to do? I have to do this. You know, it's my job. And if I don't do it, then I'm going to get fired. It's your life. You're telling me that having a job is more important than your life? So you're going to go ahead and do that job and then take the shot because you're saying, well, I'm being forced to do it and I got to do it for my job? My God, I'd rather, you know, I've had people tell me, well, what am I supposed to do? I'd end up homeless. Well, guess what? At least you're alive. Homeless and alive versus the shot and being dead in the next 6 months to 2 years, I don't think there's much of a choice there. I think, you know, how can you even say that, oh, well, they're forcing me to? What do you mean? Unless they tied you down and put a gun to your head and said, you know, take the shot or else I'm going to blow your head off. That's the only way you could say force. And I would say, then blow my head off. I wouldn't take the vaccine. That's just me, though. The point that I'm making is I can't get upset or sad at this juncture anymore about the people that have had the vaccine. But here's what the real issue is. So, yes, millions of lives will be lost. And, yes, it's disappointing. And, yes, it's saddening. And, yes, it is what it is. There's nothing that I can do to change that. And we've tried, done everything that I could. And many of you have done the same thing. And many other doctors and researchers and scientists have tried to do the same thing. But what's the most concerning beyond that, because, again, these people took that, you know, they chose that. They took that option. The most egregious thing is that those massive numbers of death will then cause a sequence of events to start. And once the cells burst and release the Marburg epidemic, then the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization will assume a control because there's massive amounts of death taking place. And that's where that massive danger lies, because if they can now justify, oh my God, there's massive hemorrhagic fever and they're going to take it to the next level to scare more people, to force more people to get vaccinated, you're going to have all those people dying and they're going to try to justify forcing individuals to get the vaccine. And that's where the real danger is. So I don't know when this is going to happen. I think it's going to be sometime this year. We're already approaching the second half of the second quarter now. We're in another 15 days, we'll be in the second half of the second quarter. So as of July 1st, we'll be in the third quarter. So it's more than concerning, obviously. So the question is, what can be done and when is this going to happen? So, as I said, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I would assume that it's going to be sooner rather than later, only because they're really, really losing control. They're really losing control because more and more people realize the BS that's going on about us, you know, around us. And with the recent strike down of the face mask mandate on planes and transportation here in the United States, they are even more, I think, frenzied and panicked. And yes, they've still got a lot of control. There's only about 500, 600, 700 people that are controlling this entire narrative. And then the rest of the people that are following along, they don't know any different. They're just peons and they're following orders and they've been bought out or they've been, bribed, or they could have been coerced or manipulated or threatened but I think not. I think it's probably more that have been bought out. And this is many of the medical research, scientific community, and many of the politicians and decision makers and leaders of countries. And I really don't think they know what the full implications are. I think some of them may, but most of them probably don't. So when is this going to happen? I think it's going to happen probably sooner than later, sometime this year. And what can be done about it? What can be done about it? So for those people that, let's talk about the people that haven't gotten a vaccine or a booster. I believe for us, we are safe. We're safe from the hemorrhagic fever. We're safe from the fallout from this, if you will. However, if this is going to become that virulent, you know, you could pick up hemorrhagic fever from somebody else around you. But if your immune system is intact, you should be, I would be confident that if your immune system is intact, you don't have anything to worry about because you don't have that massive payload that's being introduced into your body. But for the people that have had the vaccine, what can be done? Is there anything about that? And I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that there is something that we had anecdotal evidence, and we've been working on this for the last 2 weeks to see, and I've been looking at the research and looking at a lot of the older medical journals, and again, I don't have any conclusive proof of this, but I also don't want to talk it out openly, only because I think that this is all being listened to. In fact, I know it's being listened to. It's not that I'm concerned whether the message is being listened to or not from the powers that be. It's that if I don't have a large enough venue to say it, it could be stifled. That message could get stifled. So I want to release it at the Advanced Medicine Conference when we know that there'll be a few thousand people in the room and there'll be a few thousand people listening, hopefully many thousand people listening live, because once we release it, then everybody will have access to this information. I will tell you that it's going to be highly controversial, and I will tell you that it's not going to be a treatment that you have to resort to worrying about, you know, where you can get it, because it's readily accessible. What's interesting is that today I saw a report, and I don't know how old this report is, but it was sent to me by one of my previous patients, and it was very interesting because it talked about how the let's see here. I'll just read it to you. It's talking about how ivermectin. Let's see, where did it go? I could have sworn. Oh, here it is. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Let me just find this here. I thought it was on a certain sequence. So it's basically the federal. There was a federal panel that was put together that recommends, a federal panel recommends against using ivermectin to treat COVID-19 for the first time, right? This is the first time this happened, that they've actually come out officially and said that ivermectin should not be used for the treatment of COVID-19. Whereas, in fact, in Japan, if you go back and you look at some of the things that have happened in Japan, Japan is very, very conservative when it comes to making any type of medical recommendations. And Japan came out and recommended to all doctors to use ivermectin to treat COVID. So it's very interesting how we see these, this juxtaposing of medical opinions being given. Whereas, in fact, the science is very clear, right? Ivermectin is one of the safest drugs on the planet. It's one of the most researched drug, if not the most researched drug on the planet. It is extremely inexpensive. The people that developed it won the Nobel Peace Prize, and it's been used throughout, you know, decades now as a parasitic, and it's been used in all the different countries, and you can get it over the counter from feed stores and such. And when I was first asked about ivermectin, you know, I said I have a lot of experience with ivermectin in all sorts of animals: dogs, cats, zebra, camels, eland, black buck, yaks, cows, every type of animal you can imagine. I have experience with ivermectin. I don't have experience with ivermectin with humans, but as far as with animals, I've been using it for probably 15 years or more. And so it's a very, very safe drug. I've used it intramuscularly. I've used it subcutaneously. I've used it transdermally, you know, many, many different parenteral forms, as well as, of course, oral. And it's a very, very safe drug. So they're coming out and saying that you can't, you know, you shouldn't use ivermectin, and yet other countries have already said that it's very safe to use. And we know how safe the drug is. You know, but don't use a drug that's cheap, that's readily available, that has a massive safety profile, that has been, you know, extensively published with over 10,000 different studies that have been published about it. Don't use that, but use an experimental vaccine that was developed a year or two ago that has all sorts of problems with it, that has had the FDA say that they're not going to release the information in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that was filed, then finally said that they needed 70 some years they needed to release the data, even though it only took them 1 year to develop the drug and release it to the market. But to relieve the safety, to release the safety data to the public, they needed 70 some years, which of course, thank God the federal judge that was listening to that suit said, you got 8 months to release that information. By that time, you know, 70 years, if you have a newborn child that's getting the vaccine in 70 years, that 75 years, whatever it is, that person is going to be 75 years old, assuming that they're going to survive the vaccination damage. So this is how ludicrous it is. And no matter, when people say, oh, trust the science, well, forget about the science for a second. You know, trust your common sense. The science is settled. But people using that stupid slogan, it's like evidence-based medicine. Evidence-based medicine has nothing to do with based on the evidence. Evidence-based means based on the evidence. But the way they use evidence-based medicine is nothing, it's everything but based on the evidence. It's all, their definition of evidence-based medicine is a double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-center trial. Well, remember this about a double-blinded, you know, multi-centered, placebo-controlled trial, is that it's designed to accumulate facts, okay? Which there's no doubt about. There's no argument there from me. It does collect a lot of facts. But to call that science, to call an accumulation of facts and label it as science, is like taking a bunch of bricks and calling that a building. Yes, a building is made of bricks, just like science is made of facts. I agree with that. But you can't take a bunch of bricks and throw them there and call that a house. That's like, that's what they're doing. They're taking a bunch of facts, like bricks, throwing them together and then calling that science. That's like taking a bunch of bricks, throwing together and calling that a building. No. You got to lay the buildings the right way. You got to use that, create a foundation, then you use that building, the bricks to build the building up. And that's what facts are used to build science. You don't just throw them together in a pile and then call it science, because that's not science. Okay, but that's what they call. They accumulate a bunch of facts and call that science, and that's the definition of evidence-based medicine. So it's this hijacking of terminology and the articulation of that technology is now bastardized and they're manipulated. And that's exactly what they're going to be doing now. This is what they've already done. So taking drugs like ivermectin that are safe and that have extensive profiles, and then saying not to use that, but then saying taking experimental drugs, i.e. these vaccines that have caused all sorts of problems. And, you know, we're finding out all these components that are in there that they haven't divulged. They haven't given informed consent. They haven't told people that this stuff, you know, changes your DNA. Even saying things like, well, no, of course it doesn't change your DNA. That's what messenger RNA does. Its job of messenger RNA naturally is to rewrite and repair DNA. So you're rewriting your DNA. And now all the other components that have been found, the nanotechnologies, the metal particulate, when people have the magnet aspect going on, all the side effects that people have experienced, all these other ingredients that people are finding, the graphene oxide and all these other things that have been found, the glyphosates and all these things, and now discovering that there's a payload of pathogens that's been introduced into the body like a sleeper cell waiting for it to be triggered by an electromagnetic pulse at 16 to 18 gigahertz, 5G signal that'll be 1 minute duration, a sequence of three pulses that'll cause a hydrogel to release this payload, and that individual, those individuals that have already had, and they're walking around with this payload of pathogens in the system, it'll erupt, release, and they're as certain, it's basically a certain death. But then they're going to use those millions of people dying to justify the World Health Organization and the CDC to take over and, you know, impart martial law, whatever they're going to try to do, to take control of everybody. That's what they're going to do. It's another false flag type event. So I just wanted to make sure that I get this out to you guys. Again, my audience isn't like the millions that were seeing me on YouTube and Facebook before they took me down. But this video is going to go on my Rumble channel. And I would ask for you guys to find that channel and tell people to go there so they can hear this firsthand.
It's just amazing how much bull crap that we actually are going through just for the idea that these people have money and power and they think that they own us and that we have no right to exist. None. Oh, but we can't have that.
Hey everyone, hope you're doing okay today. Now, I want to keep you updated on this news because we're being so bombarded and distracted by so many things. Like we said, you know, behind the scenes, they're setting things up for this global takeover, this global system for the beast system. Now, this came off the Brownstone Institute yesterday. I'm not going through the whole article, but I want to show you in here where they are not going to let go of these vaccines, okay? They want this in everybody, and they are determined. Okay, it says the WHO treaty is tied to a global digital passport and ID system. And again, we went through the information that this thing already contains, this article, okay? Now, it does say the WHO plans to finalize the treaty by 2024. But just like Agenda 2030, where they're accelerating, I do believe they may be accelerating this too. We already know it was done behind our backs back in January. It was pre-planned to give the WHO sovereignty over the world government. But I want to go down here and focus on this down here, because most of you already know all this information here. But I'm going to leave a link so you can go through and read the whole thing, okay? Because this is really, really interesting, and it's very important that we know what they're doing behind the scenes. Again, this came out yesterday, the 24th, and it says, as part of this plan, the WHO has contracted German-based Deutsche telecom subsidiary T-Systems to develop a global vaccine passport system with plans to link every person on the planet to a QR code, digital ID, vaccination certificates that are tamper-proof, and digitally verifiable, build trust. Okay, so see, they're not letting go with this. They're going to make sure they try to force this in everybody. I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm not taking it. I don't care if they put me in a camp. I am not taking it. Right. But this is what they're planning behind the scenes, that it is going to be in everybody. And they're not giving up on this. You know, a lot of people think that this has went away. It's not going to go away, okay?
Because they're doing it.
That's why I'm keeping a close eye on it, to just give everybody a heads up so they can be prepared. Because look what it says down here on the last system sentence. It says, this system will be universal, mandatory, transnational, operated by London electoral bureaucrats and the captured. Okay, so they're making it clear here. It'll be universal, mandatory, transnational.
These assholes out.
So when you go over here to this other website, which is the T-Systems, in which they were linked up to. Now, this article would come out on the T-Systems in Germany in February. And it says, checking COVID-19 certificates, World Health Organization selects T-Systems as industry partner. So see, behind the scenes, they're already setting all this up. It says, WHO facilitates 194 member states to introduce digital vaccination certificates. Solution enables countries to check electronic evidence. Okay.
No.
So it's going to be set up where people are not, maybe even not be able, like China, to come out of their house unless they're jabbed.
Well, we got to eat.
So the World Health Organization will make it easier for its member states to introduce digital vaccine certificates in the future. WHO is setting up a gateway for this purpose. It enables QR codes on electronic vaccination certificates to be checked across national borders. It is intended to serve as a standard procedure for other vaccinations, such as polio or yellow fever, after COVID-19. The WHO has selected T-Systems as an industry partner to develop the vaccination validation service. And I'll leave a link to this if you want to finish reading this.
time to
so think anyhow, everyone, just thought I would update on that because they're not going to let go of these vaccines. They want it in everybody, and they're determined.
I don't give a shit.
So they will proceed with this eventually. Okay, so till the next video, just remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Today's the day of salvation. Don't put it off if you don't know Jesus Christ, okay?
Yeah, this is pretty scary information. Whoops. Well, here, I'll do this. Go back to there. Because I moved it from the thing here. I was picking up the brownstone links. So here I'll do this. And do that. And go this way. Okay. Look. Okay. There you go. Okay, there's that. And now I do want to keep the brownstone thing here so I know what it is. Just because. We'll see who allows me to print it or not. Okay, Facebook's saying it's okay. Maybe not. It's not letting me. Okay, let's go to Gitter and see what they do. Because I'm in no mood to be foobarred more than what I'm already foobarred. I've had it. And that, we already know the 5G thing. No, I didn't already say that. Okay, maybe I did. All right. Did I do that twice? I don't think so. All right, so we're doing that. That's not it. This is it, I think. This might be the original. I can't do anything about this because it's under some kind of scrutiny thingy.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Oh, goodness gracious. It does just make you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, WTF. The monkeypox even looks like infantigo because people don't remember what infantigo used to be or do. And it could be having a comeback because of all the autoimmune system stuff.
You need to know about monkeypox.
The CDC says they are now releasing some vaccines from the national stockpile.
For this list, we're looking at the most critical information regarding the recent outbreak of monkeypox in different parts of the world. Number 10, where it originated.
This morning, a Massachusetts man is in isolation after being diagnosed with the first case of monkeypox in the U.S. this year.
Although monkeypox is all over the news right now, it's been known about for decades. This disease was first identified in monkeys used for research in 1958. and the first recorded human case was in 1970 in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where most human cases have been recorded. Cases outside of Africa were reported for the first time in 2003, when an outbreak occurred in the United States.
Health officials at the time cautioned an alarmed public as more cases turned up across Wisconsin.
Direct contact with the skin lesion of monkeypox can transmit the virus.
While monkeypox shares similarities with smallpox, the symptoms tend not to be as severe.
Important to know, it starts as, you know, a normal viral illness usually does. Fever, some chills, some body aches, some swollen lymph nodes, and then it can progress to a rash.
The natural reservoir of monkeypox, such as the specific animal it originates from, is currently unknown. Number 9, how it spreads. Monkeypox is a zoonotic disease, meaning it spreads from animals to humans. Despite its name, it seems it's not actually spread by monkeys. While an exact animal has yet to be determined, the World Health Organization has identified rodents as a likely culprit.
What's interesting, though, is that experts believe that the disease actually originates from smaller mammals like rodents.
The outbreak in 2003 was attributed to pet prairie dogs that had become infected. Monkeypox can spread from animals to humans through things like scratches, bites, and even bedding.
Monkeypox can be spread to humans from an infected animal, like a monkey, a rat, or a squirrel.
Once a person is infected with monkeypox, they can spread it through sneezing and coughing, as well as through sharing items like clothes.
This is much less common, but it can be transmitted from close contact with an infected person. And this can be done through broken skin, the respiratory tract, the eyes, and the mouth.
Although monkeypox can be passed via sexual activity, it should not be mistaken for a sexually transmitted disease.
This is still COVID. I don't give a flying leap what they name it. This is still COVID. They're trying to tell you, even though you've listened to all these other doctors and that, really bringing out the biology of what viruses and that are. Okay? Think about it, people. Don't let them fool you a second time around.
Number 8, symptoms. As mentioned earlier, monkeypox is similar to smallpox, as both diseases come from the virus family Poxviridae.
With monkeypox, it's similar to an infection.
Now, the whole situation was, is decades upon decades upon decades, hundreds of years ago, they tried to take a full pus. Because I think it was the women that were milking cows or something, okay, ended up with a pox. But it couldn't get transferred to other human beings. It couldn't be spread by coughing and sneezing and farting, etc., etc. Now, I'm not saying that it couldn't be if a person touches you or other things like that, because dermatitis, I mean, depends on your immune system. So I really have a hard time believing that this video is giving us the straight scoop of the reality behind this stuff at all. I don't trust these a-holes.
...that has been eradicated from planet Earth is similar to smallpox in that the lesions typically are all the same age.
Although the symptoms between the two are similar, monkeypox cases tend to be much less intense.
The early symptoms, like with many infections, are non-specific, so it feels like a viral type infection,
right,
as we've all known about for the last while.
Among the most common symptoms of monkeypox are fever, chills, headache, muscle and back aches, exhaustion, and swollen lymph nodes. A rash then occurs, which typically starts at the face before spreading. This leads to lesions and ends with scabs, which eventually fall off. The primary difference between monkeypox and smallpox symptoms is that, unlike monkeypox, smallpox symptoms don't include swollen lymph nodes. Number 7, where it's spread to. While monkeypox is usually contained to Africa, cases have been reported this year in non-endemic countries.
Austria has joined Israel and Switzerland in confirming cases of monkeypox there.
These include the UK, the US, Canada, Italy, France, Germany, and Australia.
Were they all?
As of May 25th, 2022, no deaths have been reported due to monkeypox.
The virus is rare to get, rare to die from, and rare to transmit.
The only reason why it hasn't been a problem to this point is that the virus has not ever really figured out efficient human-to-human transmission.
There had also been zero cases confirmed in Latin America, the Centers for Disease Control has advised travelers to, quote, practice enhanced precautions.
They got monkeys.
These tips include avoiding contact with sick individuals and animals such as primates and rodents. It's also advised to avoid meat and other products derived from African wild animals and to keep hands clean and away from one's face. Number 6, how it's diagnosed. If you're receiving medical treatment or looking for an official diagnosis, it's important to be transparent. Tell your provider if you've been in contact with anyone who has or is suspected of having monkeypox.
It actually can spread person to person through respiratory.
Diagnosis can be made through observing symptoms alone, but cases are confirmed by taking fluid from lesions and submitting for PCR tests.
According to the World Health Organization, the best diagnostic test is PCR of the fluid from an unroofed skin lesion.
As mentioned previously, the most telltale sign of having monkeypox is swollen lymph nodes. In May 2022, the CDC described the risk posed by monkeypox to the general public as, quote, low.
But it's not cause for concern from the general public. We just need to understand the situation.
However, they still advise seeking immediate treatment if a previously unseen skin rash develops anywhere on your body. Number 5, the two variants. Monkeypox is one name shared by two different virus strains. One comes from Central Africa, while the other comes from West Africa. As of May 2022, all recent cases have been confirmed as being from the West African strain. Thankfully, this is the milder of the two variants, with a significantly lower mortality rate.
The strain that's being seen in the current outbreak in Europe is the West African strain, which has a mortality rate of about 1 in 100.
However, some experts believe this recent outbreak could lead to monkeypox spreading more easily and evolving further.
This is quite alarming from a public health point of view, and something that we really need to get a grip of and control as quickly as we can.
Although there's currently no indication of a third monkeypox variant, it's still vital to contain the spread of this disease to prevent such a scenario from occurring.
As individuals, it is certainly advisable not to have any close contacts if you have confirmed to have monkeypox.
Number 4, who's most at risk? While anyone can contract monkeypox, the disease can be more dangerous for some individuals than others.
We do know from reports from Africa, where this disease has circulated in outbreaks over many years, that there are certain individuals who are much more at risk of severe disease.
These include pregnant and immunocompromised people and young children. The first recorded case of monkeypox was in a 9-year-old child. According to the CDC at the end of May 2022, those in the LGBTQ+ community are at greater risk.
The CDC is now urging the LGBT community to be on alert. Still, public health experts stress anyone can get it.
That same month, the CDC also said there may be a higher risk associated with individuals with skin conditions such as eczema or dermatitis. However, the spreading of this disease is by no means exclusive to one particular group of people.
But again, can happen to anyone, and it's important not to stigmatize the illness, Kate.
It's a very good note.
Number 3, how it compares to COVID-19. News in the last few years has been dominated by one disease, COVID-19, as well as its multiple variants. So you're probably wondering how similar monkeypox is to COVID, if at all. Though both have spread around the world, experts advise not comparing the two.
COVID is an aerosolized virus. You can have some degree of aerosolization with monkeypox, but it's primarily through very close, intimate, face-to-face contacts.
One major difference is how easily the diseases are spread. Monkeypox is said to be much less contagious.
Yeah, while this is transmissible from person to person, it's not nearly as transmissible as some of the viral respiratory infections that we've seen.
However, as of May 2022, it's unclear whether asymptomatic transmission occurs. As with COVID, if you suspect you have monkeypox, you should avoid contact with others and schedule a medical visit right away. Wear a mask whenever possible to prevent further transmission.
If you're older, if you have underlying illness, if you're immune compromised, be cautious. Go back to wearing that mask through when you're going indoors for group activities.
Number 2, treatment. As of May 2022, No treatment exists that's specifically designed to cure monkeypox. However, there are still methods for fighting against this disease. Antiviral medications and immunoglobulins meant for smallpox have been used to ward off monkeypox, with promising results.
There are certain antiviral therapies that could be useful against it to shorten the duration or prevent severe illness from occurring.
The smallpox vaccine can also be administered to help reduce severity and risk of infection. Illness can last between 2 and 4 weeks. It's important for patients with monkeypox to avoid contact with others during this time.
It's super important if you develop those symptoms to seek medical attention and to remain home if you can.
In May 2022, Belgium became the first country to make a 21-day quarantine mandatory for any individuals who test positive for monkeypox.
The government of Belgium has announced they will establish a mandatory 21-day quarantine for people showing symptoms of monkeypox.
Before we continue, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ring the bell to get notified about our latest videos. You have the option to be notified for occasional videos or all of them. If you're on your phone, make sure you go into your settings and switch on notifications. Number 1. Prevention. Now that we know about monkeypox and its effects, how do we avoid it? The CDC has many common sense tips.
There's no need to panic here. This is not going to spread and get into the general population and cause like an epidemic like coronavirus has.
These include avoiding contact with animals that could carry the disease as well as infected people and regular hand washing. Adults at high risk, ages 18 and over, can be given the Jynneos vaccine, which is meant to ward off smallpox and monkeypox.
No, it destroyed my daughter's immune system.
Smallpox and monkeypox vaccines can still be effective when administered after virus exposure. By doing all you can to keep yourself and others safe, you can help curb the spread of monkeypox.
Overall, the risk of getting monkeypox is very low. Important, it's very low, but people should still be aware of the symptoms and talk to a doctor if there are any concerns at all.
Do you agree with our picks? Check out this other recent clip from WatchMojo, and be sure to subscribe and ring the bell to be notified about our latest videos.
I don't know. I think you're pretty right. You didn't really do much. It's an F day, I'm telling you. Poor Max. Oh, my gosh. I got it off of Max. Yes. I mean, you won't be able to get the whole thing, but I better change my attitude. 5G. Oh, it's not camera. Find the back to the planet. People's death information.
Buen día. Soy el doctor Rufo Ramón Estos Baltazar de Guatemala.
So, doctor,
soy médico cirujano investigador.
Your link, but I cannot play it because that means I'd have to read the line across the bottom, and I just don't believe I can. But Dr. Stokes, I will share you into the chat. And I apologize to you people who are listening to me because I never tell you what the video is. And I don't know why I don't. I thought about that the other day going, you know, these people have no clue who's listening. They're just hearing something. Well, maybe that makes it more inviting. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? I mean, seriously, nobody trained us to do this job that we volunteer for, to bring information to y'all so you can make up your own mind, you know, have that thing called discernment, a little common sense, some critical thinking, you know, that kind of stuff. That's right. Yeah, the new leprosy, isn't that about right? Okay. Yeah, I believe it too. Yeah, it's just, no, because it's all the power play. They want to see how many slaves are actually listening to the programming so then they can control you. That's all. No big deal at all, actually. just the facts behind the reality or the truth of what the heck is going on. You know, already did that one. Okay. Oh, I must have done that one. I mean, just too much sometimes. Yeah.
Good evening. I am a mere clump of cells, and tonight we'll be feeding you lies you can trust about the Supreme Court's abortion ban, why people freaking out and protesting outside the homes of judges is a good thing, why the CDC's been tracking you, and why you should believe what Bill Gates is telling you now. We'll also share what Bill Gates' dad did. But first, over the weekend, America celebrated Mother's Day, which is a far-right holiday rooted in hate meant to suppress birthing people. I think all of us on the left would agree the human race would have a much better future if there were no more mothers in the world. After all, mothers are the ones who choose not to get abortions, and those type of people deserve no respect. But here's the type of woman we'd like to instruct you to admire.
Ladies, if you get pregnant, run on down to the abortion clinic and have that little bastard suck on
it. A thing of beauty.
That's disgusting.
And let's contrast that with this vile woman who is filled with hate. This monster is demonstrating this evil in the wake of the Supreme Court leak, which shows it may very well overturn Roe versus Wade. What happened there? Well,
someone accidentally leaked
out a preliminary report that shows the Supreme Court will likely overturn Roe versus Wade. Why would they do that? Well, we of course don't know and sincerely wish the leak didn't happen. Definitely didn't happen because the left wants to radicalize people into emotional hysteria in order to get more people to come out to vote for their high-power candidates in the midterms, because the polls are showing they're sagging further than Bill Gates' tits. But because it's happening, we kind of do hope it drives more rageful leftists to the polls. Whoops! Perhaps seeing all the vile, rageful leftists who have been mobilized under the spell of mass cremation psychosis, very astute leftists, I might add, has caused the right to be more motivated than ever to get out to the polls and take back control of the country from the rage-crying blue hairs. This just in! Pretending a baby isn't a baby and then killing the baby might be a choice, but it certainly isn't a virtue. Hey! Did someone write this from their heart? This is disgusting. Some who believe they have jurisdiction over the Supreme Court of the United States don't like the possibility that the Supreme Court may overturn Roe versus Wade. So they've taken matters into their own hands by threatening the judges and protesting outside the homes of the judges, all in an effort to try to influence the judges to rule a different way. This just in! According to what's called the law, anyone is to face a year of imprisonment who has the intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer in pickets or parades in or near a court building or residence occupied by such judge, juror, witness, or court officer. So obviously trying to influence judges' rulings and protesting outside the homes of judges is a serious crime punishable with a year in prison. What is the White House doing to stop this?
So I know that there's an outrage right now, I guess, about protests that have been peaceful to date, and we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes, and that's the president's position.
Oh, they're encouraging it. Another helpful way to build back better and help save democracy by destroying it. Speaking of destroying democracy, the maniac with a knife who attacked Dave Chappelle during a performance of the Hollywood Bowl will not be charged with a felony. The LA district attorney who refuses to do so is, coincidentally, backed by George Soros. The more crime, the better. and we wish the insurrectionists outside the judges' homes the best of luck in interfering with justice and in breaking the law. The more they get away with, the more it sets a beautiful precedent for years to come. Back to the abortion front, what's Gavin Newsom have to say about it all? Well, he says it is a woman's right to choose. It's so hurtful, Gavin! Gavin, you screwed up, because remember, your team says men are getting pregnant now, too. So saying it's a woman's right to choose is discounting all the brave men out there who have fetuses killed, too. But I understand the confusion. It's hard to keep conflicting pieces of propaganda straight when you're using the crooked narrative instead of truth. Now, when we come back, we'll have a full update on from none other than Bill Gates himself. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Do you ever worry that you'll die? Well, you definitely will. Just look around you. There's probably dead people in the room with you right now, and you're going to be just like them, unless you use Vasanine. Vasanine is a first-of-its-kind drug that has never gone through clinical trials. Its results are potentially so great that we've made it a crime to say anything otherwise. You will die without Vasanine. Get it now and disown your family and friends who don't use it. Vasanine, a drug that doesn't work, that you don't need, to protect you from viruses that you don't have.
Bill Gates and the FDA, two of the most trusted entities on the planet, who after 2 years of trying to scare you to death about COVID, are now saying the virus is no more severe than the flu. Huh. Here's what the world's least masculine man had to say about it.
And then at that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that.
Can we get this little bastard censored? He is not towing the line of the narrative that he wrote. Now, just to be clear, the dim-witted people who came to this same conclusion 2 years ago are far-right extremist, science-denying nut jobs who just want you and everyone else around them to die. But Bill Gates, who took 2 years longer than everyone else to figure this out because he's either dumber or was lying the whole time, is an intelligent, honest medical authority who you should irrefutably listen to and obey every time he speaks, and especially when he's wrong. According to this, Bill Gates got his degree in nothing, and he got his medical training from nowhere, and with all his philanthropy efforts, he's out to help himself. Now let's tie in our top story of abortion with the man who, when having sex with other men, is always on the bottom, Bill Gates. But in this case, it's actually Bill Gates Sr.
All right, folks, have a good one. Take it easy. Don't overdo it on the
to Revolution Radio. She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic.